cool experience, man, and you know, very exciting, and you know, it's cool to just sit back and watch the show.
How many guys are out there? How many players you guys are out there?
It was a nice amount of us. I don't know the exact number, but you know, we all had fun just out there screaming, yelling, and you know, enjoying the you know, like everything going on. From I kind of got scared a few times when the fireworks went off, but other than that, man, it was a cool experience, man. You know, always that was my first time being at one of those events, and actually seeing it in person, it was nice, 10 times better than ever watching on TV.
All right.
Seemed like a cool, like you guys had like a kind of like a front row seat there, and were pretty involved. Ended up on TV.
Oh yeah, man! Especially when they're throwing each other into the wall and stuff. I mean, times have changed a little bit. They usually let the fans, you know, kind of, you know, get a little mixed in, but they told you can't do that anymore. But other than that, man, it was cool, man. And hearing some of the things they were saying, and then especially, you know, seeing Matt with the belt yesterday. Uh-huh. So. I mean, it was cool, man. You know, we all just got to be, you know, big kids, and actually, you know, kind of different, you know, us being spectators and, you know, watching, you know, what's going on.
Seemed like the ovation was pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, man, it was cool, man. Hey, man, you know, it was Oakland faithful out there, man. A lot of Raider Nation people was at the Raw last night, and, yeah, you know, they definitely let us know that, you know, they're proud of us, and they definitely out there still supporting us.
Can I ask you one football question about Stacy? It seems like he's really taking some strides, especially as a pass rusher. Where have you seen him grow?
I mean, in these short time I've been with him these last 2 years, I mean, Stacy, you know, every day of practice, you know, he try to get better at something, you know. I mean, he has a great hump move. I mean, you can tell. You can, yeah, definitely ask the San Diego tackles and guards about how he was using it this past week. But, I mean, he's strong. I mean, just the way he's been moving. I think he got a little lighter this year. And, I mean, he's just showing up on film. I mean, last year, you know, I think he made a few steps, you know, new system and just learning how to play around everybody. But this year, you know, I think he's just putting it all together. And his play is speaking for itself.
You guys being 4-1 at this point, what's the mood? How excited are you about be where you are, knowing that, especially as a defense, there's a lot better you guys can play it, but you're still.
I mean, right now, you know, we understand, you know, the position that we're in, and but we as a defense, we definitely understand we want to keep it, and for us, in order for us to keep to where we are right now, that we know we must improve. So, I mean, we talked about it. You know, we're just going to get back to like we do every week. Just go back over our mistakes that we made. And a lot of things are very simple, but the simple mistakes are definitely cost us a big play. So, we just, you know, got to continue to work at it and just talk about it and, you know, just get back on practice field so, you know, we can get better at it.
Jack's mentioned his thought that Khalil's gotten maybe a little too much attention. Maybe some holding calls have been missed on Khalil. Well, what do you see with Khalil? Is he getting kind of attacked a little bit?
I was joking about him. I mean, he got a few chips in there from Gordon. Man, he caught him a few times. You know, Khalil be beating the tackle, and they say, no, he come out of spin. You know, guy right there in your rib. So, I definitely see it as foreign respect because they know if he does have a chip, you know, he can get there to the quarterback anytime. So, Khalil's definitely doing what Khalil always does. You know, don't run the ball his way. You know, he made those tackles for loss out there when they try to run at him, and he's definitely getting some pressure. You know, but I just think a lot of times, you know, the tackles that are being made on him are definitely going unnoticed. But he has that type of personality. He's just going to keep going and, you know, keep working hard. So Khalil's definitely been doing everything we've been asking him.